Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar, first thing every day. After receiving Turning Point audio, then join us on the Turning Point Prayer Hub, the new prayer platform via our YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Time is 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time from Monday to Saturday, 6 days a week. If you can join us live, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time from your country or wherever you are, fine. It is called securing or commanding your day. If you cannot, because of time differential, nothing lost. Just go to our YouTube and Facebook platform. Sing the song we sang over the day. Pray the prayers we pray into the day. Prophesy as we did. Do the sacrificial backup. If you are consistently engaging this daily, your life will be totally transformed. Welcome to Sunday, the ninth day in November 2025. The ninth day in the Bible is scripturally and spiritually profound. Day nine is associated with divine visitation, final preparation before manifestation. Nine is also symbolic of fruitfulness. Listeners, if you have any kind of fruit at home or where you are, go take it. Watch and take a bite or eat after this prayer. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 23 listed the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. Number nine is also associated with pregnancy and birth. A full pregnancy term before delivery is 9 months. Jesus gave up the ghost at the ninth hour. According to Mark 15, verses 34 to 37, Cornelius received angelic visitation at the ninth hour. Acts chapter 10, verses 3 to 4. Let me stop here to pray. Be responding with amen. I receive it. The fruit with you, if you have any with you, there is blessed. Eat and become fruitful in all areas of life. On this ninth day, your life shall become amazingly fruitful. By the covenant power of nine, you shall give birth to new things, new ideas, innovation, and creativity in Jesus' name. No more barrenness, no more dryness, no more emptiness in anyone's life. Barren wombs become fruitful. Barren businesses, careers, programs, and ministry receive power to be fruitful in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. So shall it be in Jesus' name. November 9th, celebrant. Your body prayers. Be blessed. Your body is blessed. You will mark this day yearly at high level. Happy birthday. Right? We still have 2 more weeks to do question, teaching, and counseling. Send yours or resend if you have any. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy and my siblings. I have an old car. 14 years, which is taking away my money from me too much and has made me to enter debt. I wish to sell it off to offset my debt, but at the same time, this is the car I use for my buying and selling of business. Please advise me, sir. Wow, old car you keep repairing will constitute a major drain financially. What business do you do? That business is not financially valuable enough. If it is, then and you are prudent, you are supposed to replace the car from the profit from the business. So I advise you to consider a more profitable venture. What you describe to me here, if you continue like this, the car will completely deteriorate and then will no longer function. Then you enter into a bigger problem. You need a more profitable business. Or take on a new job, a better job, from where you replan and you restart your life all again. Many people are going through this same challenge that you narrated here. They are all products of lack of a mentor and a guide early in life. You should also pray for divine intervention of a destiny helper to bail you out. Anyone whose car is old, consuming your money every day, and you desire a change, do this. Take a key or something to represent a key.
Raise it up and let me pray. May God change your car for you. May he send it destiny helper. May he do it miraculously. In Jesus' name. Say amen. The problem with many people is mismanagement of life from the onset, ignorance, and lack of a mentor to put them through on time. Well, let nobody lose hope. God will intervene for you. Next, what a listening and a responsible father you are, sir. Thank you for accepting to continue conducting Holy Communion on the audio platform. God bless you with more strength and wisdom in Jesus' name. Wow. Thank you. Next, advise me, sir. My father is grossly promiscuous, spend all his little income on women outside, still claiming he has done enough for us, his children. Three of us are in the university. What can we do, sir? Because we are losing our mind. Wow. Please don't lose your mind or your sanity over how your father has chosen to live his life. Pray for him regularly. Do warfare prayer on him for God to give him an encounter. Then choose to live your own life differently. Don't incur your father's wrath. Don't let him curse you. You will soon be done with university and you start living your life outside of him. I believe with intensive prayer, he will change. You can't change him. Only God can. Next, good day, Daddy. The man I'm dating introduced me to TPGF. He's a high-ranked military personnel, married with 5 kids, all of them in Canada. He begged me to marry him, saying he can't live alone, and he promised to love me with his body, soul, and spirit. I accepted, though he's a good man, but very jealous. Also, a chronic cheat, sleep with every girl. I have a very good job, and finance is not my issue. I have decided to marry him, but I feel I'm endangering my life. All I want, sir, is for you to help me talk to him, because I know he's listening to you right now. I am pregnant for him and also in love with him. He said no man will come close to me because of where he took my name to, and that I will die if any other man should touch me. I have been faithful to him alone. Daddy, please advise me. Wow. What advice do you expect me to give when you saw an open trap and you enter it yourself? A man that is married with 5 kids, his wife is alive. You said you have a good job and money is not your problem. Then what is your problem? It is not everyone listening to Turning Point that is genuinely born again or doing whatever I ask you to do here. You are pregnant for a man married with 5 kids, or what did you say? Wow. You missed it and you messed up. I will counsel you and this high-ranking military personnel to repent, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and start living a true, genuine Christian life. Ask God to forgive you and put your life right. He can't be your husband. TPGF is a spiritual, biblical, God-ordained platform we don't cover up here. Listeners that have advice for this confused daughter, please send it. I will read it out to her. Ah, Jesu, Orishi Rishi. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Join us tomorrow on Turning Point Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time via our YouTube. If you need help as to be able to join the YouTube 6:30 to 7, send a chat message of request to +234 803 232 2276. It will help you out. If you mistakenly sent tithe or you were charged, debited twice by your bank and you need a refund, we now have a designated line for those making requests for a refund. Screenshot the evidence and send it to this line and this line alone from now on. +234 809 234 4000. Back it up with refund evidence. Upon verification, the money will be sent immediately. Our special seed this 11th month, apart from our tithe, personal and corporate tithing, battle and thanksgiving seed and partnership commitment seed, is seed 11111, 11,111 naira, 11 kobo, or its equivalent for those of us in diaspora. If you don't have the capacity to do up to that, do up to the capacity you have the ability to do. Those 7 persons that I call to do a special one, 111,000, 111 naira, 11 kobo. Some have done so already. If God is laying that on your heart, please do so and tie 3 major things to it. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. Many are doing the 11,000, 111 naira, 11 kobo. Oh, I'm praying for you fervently. Because of your giving and seed sowing, TPGF is growing all over the world. You will also be growing and be making progress. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.